My name is Pamela Mayer. I am the owner and creator of RX Hair Fix, where we fix your hair. Originally, my company was named Restoratives Hair and Skin, but it has now evolved into RX Hair Fix.
This is Diversified Game.
A podcast giving entrepreneurial advice from a diverse and inclusive perspective with Kellen.
He may agree, he may oppose, and it's more than just race. It's about, you know, ideas.
So let the game begin.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I want you to get your mind and your hair, if you still have hair, ready, because I have the queen of South Florida hair. Yeah, I'm gonna start some drama right now. Some people are like, who's the queen of, you know, hair? I got the queen because she has the RX hair. If you know what RX is, you know, you need a prescription, all that good stuff. But Miss Pam, to the show, how are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous, phenomenal, great.
That is awesome. And let the people know, you know, we're talking hair, we're talking not just, you know, your expertise, but you also, you know, product. How'd you start? You know, how can we get it? Can we go to Sally's, Walmart, Publix, or do we have to go to RX Extoratives? That's a difficult name. .com. I'm gonna put that link in the description, y'all, because my dyslexic self is gonna mess that up. But it links in the description.
That's why also I changed it from Restoratives Hair and Skin to RX Hair Fix, because it was more catchy and everything. But it is a website. And how I got started, everybody always asks this question, and I love answering it, by the way. But how I got started, I'm a natural redhead, and I was born with red hair. My grandfather was Irish, And during the salt and pepper phase, I wanted to go blonde. So you know, when we're fat, we want to be skinny. When we're skinny, we want a little meat on us. When we have curly hair, we want straight. When you have straight hair, you want curly. So I fell into the rat race of, instead of being redhead, I wanted to be blonde. Put bleach on my hair, got on the phone, talking, forgot that I was bleaching my hair, and started smelling ammonia. Thought my children was in the bathroom playing with ammonia. I jumped up and ran in the bathroom to beat, the living word out of them. And when I ran in the bathroom, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I forgot that I was bleaching my hair. That's where the ammonia smell was coming from. So when I rinsed the ammonia out of my hair, I rinsed my hair out with it. And so because something synthetic, something chemical took my hair out, I wanted something natural. I didn't know what natural was, but that put me on a journey which have led me to where I am now.
Now, let's just go back, because, you know, when you say natural redhead, I remember back in the day, long hair, afro, teenager, my mother said, dye your hair red. I said, well, what are you talking about? No, just like we have it. That's because our hair is red because we played in the sun so much. Uh-huh. I'm really believing her, because if my mother said it, I believed it. Later on, she let me know what it was. But having natural red hair just shows how, you know, broad Black people can be. Yeah. How you know, and I know you've heard all the jokes, and people probably think you're a hothead and all that, and something else. I'm not gonna put that on you, because I don't want all the guys bothering you in your DM. But how has it been, you know, when we talk about natural, your hair is naturally red, and it, I assume, naturally curly like that?
Yes. I have, I don't know if you can see, but is that clear?
Not on my end. It goes kind of in and out, but people, you check her out, you'll Google. Oh, I see it. Wow, I see it. Oh, the afro puffs. You had the natural red afro puffs.
Oh, yes.
Rage had nothing on you.
Yes. I have baby pictures. I don't know if this one, that's when I was two.
Okay, I see you.
Yeah. So that's my dad, and my brother is in the picture. And I've been called redhead, Peter Bed, Pippi Longstocking, just everything, which turned me into a fighter because children were horrible. And then I was light skinned. Then I was always the tallest one in class. And I was sent to the principal office in elementary, and that's when they paddled you. They paddled you in, okay? And they would be in class whispering, redhead Peter Bed, and I go across them. Remember the desk that we would sit at?
The okay. Lista? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, vision me climbing across it, going to get who keep calling me redhead Peter Bed. So yeah, it is natural. And it's red everywhere. So I mean, people have actually paid dollars to see, which I'm not proud of that, but you know, anyway, they didn't believe me, and I was like, no, you're gonna pay me? Okay, where you want to go so I can show you?
Wow, you know what, you are keeping it real, and I appreciate that, because somebody can listen to this, and more people, we have more listeners globally. YouTube, y'all can kick it up so you can see that red hair and how it was. But you know, for people who are dealing with that still to this day, it's like, are we still talking about that? We still don't know our history. And you know, even globally in Africa, you know, just naturally how we are made. So yeah, she showed it, y'all. She don't tell, she show and tell. You ain't ready, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, you guys aren't ready. Be cool.
My great grandfather was Irish.
Okay. And a lot of us have that, you know, some of that in us, you know, Black Irish, whatever you want to call it, right? The real Black Irish. Your business is in hair. How easy or difficult has it been? Because you know, naturally people are going to think, oh, this is just for Black hair, but this might be for, you know, you might have products for everybody. How easy has it been or difficult to like really push this product to the community throughout, not just this state, but you know, the other states, because women struggle and have different hair issues. Jada Pinkett, you know, we love you with that bald head. It looks beautiful, you know?
Right. Yeah. It actually has been very difficult. I've been doing this for over 20 years. Mm. And the challenges 20 years ago have set me in some highs and lows, because trying to introduce my product into our community has been very difficult, mainly because it was oil based. And back in the 80s, back in the 90s, we wanted our hair to be like these people hair. And we don't have that type of hair. And we were taught cosmetology from those people who have no clue as to how to really deal with our hair. So the shampoo, the conditioners that were made were not made for us. The Selsun Blue, the Head and Shoulders, that was not made for us. I mean, yes, we use it and things like that, but once I really delved into hair products, I began to study ingredients and things like that. And different ingredients don't go with 4C, 3C to 4C type hair. Meaning coily hair, nappy hair, naturally, you know, thick, coarse hair. Those clear shampoos. Let's just digress just a little bit. Clear shampoos, okay? The VO5, the Pantene. If that shampoo is clear, that is not for this hair. It is not. Mm. It is not for this hair. And so, our hair needs a thick, creamy. We need a thick cream type of shampoo. Secondly, trying to change the mindset of stylists, they were like, no, if you have oil in that product, we don't want that here. So now, later on, the hair is dry. The hair is breaking. It's not moving how they was doing without oil. And if you look at the commercials now, Frutis, Pantene, and all these other companies. They are using what in their products now? Oil. It's in the commercial. The first commercial I saw, they was using avocado oil. They was using argan oil. I cried. My husband was like, what is wrong with you? I said, I've been trying to tell these us people, okay, that our hair needs oil. The hair needs, it needs moisture. Our hair needs more moisture than they, okay? Our hair needs moisture. And now that I'm noticing that they're using oil, they even include a little valve in hair color, okay, from L'Oreal, from those other hair colors that have a valve of oil. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So it has been very, very hard to get us to appreciate who we are. I mean, it is more evident now, but still trying to get this product into these salons locally, it has been very depressing. Very, very.
So. Well, you know, our people sometimes have to be told somebody else's ice is, you know, is colder type deal. But I know that, you know, on your site, you have a store. You've also, you know, sold on Etsy. What about, you know, the hand to hand or just selling it from your website? Is that something that is currently that you're doing? I'm also, you know, possibly Amazon. Let us know how that journey has been.
Okay, so the people who end up purchasing the product love the product, and so my product really has gotten out there by word of mouth, and by people telling people, and everything. And as far as that goes, my sales are pretty good, and I make small batches because if you have a product that's been on the shelf for 2 and 3 and 4 years, believe it or not, some type of I don't know what the word is, but it's not as potent, it's not as good, and some of the ingredients are not as strong anymore. And you can even smell some of the makeup that has oil in it, and it has this rancid smell. You think that that's how it smells, but I make small batches of my products, and those sales are phenomenal. Hand to hand, people come by my shop and they purchase products, but most of the products are mailed out throughout the United States and throughout the different islands. And
I will have links in the description, but since we are both in Wellington, let the people know where your shop is.
Okay, so my shop is not in Wellington. I live in Wellington. I went to Pompano, and my shop is in Pompano. It's the Hair Treatment Center, meaning it's not your average hair salon, mainly because my concentration is more on scalp treatments. I offer 4 different packages because people are dealing with different things and different issues. But my shop is actually located in Pompano at the Pompano City Center in Solar Salons. And I'm starting out small because of the overhead, because prices are really, really, real estate is really doing what it's doing. But I wanted to get out here because people wanted me to do their treatments. They wanted me to physically touch them, because I do a lot of virtual consultations. I do a lot of virtual conversations about hair and hair loss and things like that. So now people can physically come and see me. I chose Pompano because it's right in the middle of Miami and Stuart, you know, West Palm Beach. That was a centrally located place, and the real estate there, the spot there was on point. And I chose that. People come from Tampa to see me. They come from Clearwater to see me. So if you have gas, hey, come see me.
And you guys know off air, I'm going to talk to Pamela about, you know, this, the online, because folks going to listen to this and say, I ain't got no gas anymore. As high as it is, you know, I bought that Hummer or that big car I couldn't afford. I could barely pay the car payment. Now I can't pay gas. Hey, you guys, we do teach this kind of, you know, financial moves. Holler at me. But tell the people, you know, you have the shop. Your community needs you. They're going to find you. Those who really need you are going to find you. Yeah. What are some, you know, with this natural hair movement, where are we going? Because I'll say for the men, we're tired of the wigs. We don't want you to look like Barbie or Nicki Minaj or Beyonce with the long hair. Beyonce, when you do your braids, you do your braids. But where do you see the trends going? Are we going to keep getting this natural and loving ourselves look?
Well, I'm going to answer this question kind of biasly and based on my experience in dealing with people with their hair. I see the movement getting better, mainly because we have now incorporated mental health issues, believe it or not. And I'm going to tie all of this in together. Remember in the beginning when I said that when we're fat, we want to be skinny, and when we're thin, we have short mm-hmm. hair, we have long hair. These women go and they cut all their hair off because they want short hair. So to answer your question as professionally as I can, when these women begin to accept who they are, and when these women begin to know who they are, they will leave all the weave and all the extensions and all the lace frontals and all this stuff alone, because we are beautiful within ourselves, but we need the weave and we need the fake and we need the hair that is coming from out of China, coming from other people, Indians who actually sacrifice that hair and they sew it and they sell it to us, and we put it on our head because we don't really know who we are. I finally figured out that I had this. My mom told me for years, you have curly hair. I was like, no, I don't. I got that more power to the people hair. She was like, Pam, stop perming your hair and you will see your head. I said, Ma, I can't walk around like that. I can't walk around like that. These people gonna see me, you see?
Yeah.
What they gonna say if I'm, you see? And that, so I'm speaking from experience. Until I stopped perming my hair on purpose to prove to my mom that I had that more power to the people hair. And again, one day I was conditioning my hair and I got a phone call and I ran by one of the mirrors in my house. I was like, what? Whoa, she was right. My mom was right. And so from then I have been wearing my hair like this because I did go within myself because I had to literally convince myself to wear this.
Wow.
And it was like, why? Because deep within I was hurting, because from a little girl, I was never told how beautiful I was. From a little girl, I was never told how valuable I am. I was never told you are who you are and embrace it. We were never told that. We were shown Barbies. We saw it on TV, you know, and this is who told us who we were and who we are. So I see the more and more women who are embracing who they are and who can accept themselves for who they are and the texture of hair they have, I see the movement going in a good direction once this is accomplished. And I hope that kind of answered the question.
You answered it and you gave a lesson, because that's what we talk about here, where, you know, I tell people when we take people to Africa. When we go to Africa, I say, yeah, we don't know who we are here. You're a shell of who you really are. You're trying to fit in. And I'm glad that you, you know, found your model husband. So he got to tell you and show you who you really were. Yeah, yeah. Y'all check her out. You see her pictures, her husband model and whatnot. You know, you gotta love. Yeah. And especially black love. And so, you know, that's what we're dealing with.
Yes.
Can you tell the people though, is it really harder to take care of natural hair? Right, y'all, I'm really projecting right now because all the women I know, it's hard to take care of natural hair. Is it harder to take care of natural hair, or do we just need to learn better ways of how to take care of the natural hair?
Okay, to be straight up honest, it is a task. But guess what? We are equipped to deal with any task that you put before us. You can give a black woman, and I'm sure the other women too, but we're talking about the black woman. You can put anything in front of us, and a lot of us are able to conquer it. Taking care of natural hair is a task, and you have to find the right products, because in order for me to maintain this look for like 3 to 4 days, I have to use 3 different products. And after spending about $600 or $700 buying this, buying that, because I buy ingredients, and what I do is I buy products, and what I do is I read the ingredient. I'm like, no, I can't use that. No, I can't use that. No. So anyway, it is harder. Having a relaxer is more convenient. I mean, it's less stress, it's less time, it's less energy and less effort. Okay. And having natural hair, it's a lot of work, and it's no way around it. I can't dress it up and say, oh no, you can. No, I believe in keeping it 100 100. It's a lot of work, but now it used to take me like 30, 45 minutes to kind of figure out like what to do. Now that I have accomplished what I need for my texture of hair, it takes me literally about 10 or 15 minutes, because believe it or not, I did my hair at 1:15 when you was hitting me up. I was over there at the wash bowl over there putting this together. So
And you've been doing this for so long. Where did you grow up?
I am a 100% Floridian. I've never seen snow. I was born in Fort Lauderdale. We moved to West Palm Beach, Riviera. And when I was about 8 or 9, when I was about 9, we moved to Miami. That's the 305. And I finished elementary school in Miami, middle school and high school in Miami.
Okay, so never seen snow. We got to work on that. Just at least see it, touch it, you know, feel it. You might not like it, but at least you felt it and you get to see. Yeah. With business, business comes good and the bad. The support is crucial, but also how you've supported the community is crucial. Can you tell people a community give back that you are doing or that you would like to do in the future?
One of the community give back, it's not necessarily a community give back, but when I run into women, I don't see your face. The first thing I'm looking at is your hair. And I keep product in my car for this reason only. And I'll give you an example to answer the question. I went through Dunkin' Donuts. That's besides Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts is my favorite, is one of my favorite stores. And I was going through the drive-through, and this girl was at the window. They had messed my order up. So she was at the window and she was like, oh, whatever she was saying. And I looked at her and I said, what is wrong with your hair? All her edges was like shot. Her hair was uncombed, unkept. I said, you come to work with your hair like that? And the girl next to her said, every day. And she looked in and I was like, I said, look at your hair. I said, your hair ain't no better. And so I reached in the car and I grabbed my, I have these packages that I, that the 30-day challenge. It comes with four products in it. And I began to pass it to, I say, look, I need you all to start this 30-day challenge because y'all need help. Here's my business card. If y'all have any questions, call me. And so this is how I help my community. So anytime I'm out, when I'm, I could be anywhere. I could be anywhere. And if I see someone hair that is in disarray like that, I approach them, tell them who I am, and I slip them. I'm like, look, here, I'm gonna give this to you. This is a $65 package. And for me, this is how I'm helping my my community. So
no, that's great. And I'm glad that you're so bold since you know how to fight. You're not scared of nobody.
No.
Yeah, at all. Now this when I'm talking about support in business, when you first started this journey, were you also having to work and do your business, or were you all in? And what type of support did you get, if any? Because we know, especially in our community, you have an idea that's a little outside the box. Well, what you trying to do that for? Why don't you just get a job and just, you know, retire? Like, come on, man. You know, your dream killers.
Yeah, well, I have been amazingly blessed. I mean, and I have a husband that he's phenomenal. Was he always phenomenal? No. And if he listens to this, he gonna be like, oh, really? But he know. So anyway, But he is amazing. He is supportive, and we've been married 34 years, and and I was a stay-at-home mom, and like I said, once my hair fell out and I started, you know, making this product and everything, he was tremendously supportive. So everything that I ever purchased and bought, it was bought through him, by him. And so as far as I didn't have to go get a loan, because his motto is you need to start your business off out debt free. Mm-hmm. So I have not had to get a loan ever. Again, he's just been my cheerleader. My family has been my cheerleader. My sister's phenomenal. My parents. So that's the major support that I have had. I did join this. I did get a grant from the commissioners in Miami Lakes for $10,000 one year, but I had to use it to buy equipment, and like I couldn't use the money to actually buy material. I had to buy, you know, computers and the cameras and things like that. Another thing that I did in Fort Lauderdale back in 2018, I was a part of the Broward County CRA event. And it was for people who were starting businesses, and they had took courses at the Urban League, and they set up this contest to win. I think it was either $5,000 or it could have been $10,000. I'm not sure, but I was invited to this event just as a guest, because I was going to take the course at the Urban League the following couple of months. the people that were there, they had gone through the program, through the process, and they told me, look, why don't you try your hand and see if you can win? Well, I won. And the other people had graphs and they had charts and they had numbers, and I plan to make this in 5 years and 3 years. And they started off very professional, and I started off with that picture that I showed you all. That's how my PowerPoint, because they had PowerPoint presentations. I had to put a PowerPoint presentation together. They had charts and graphs and numbers and all this kind of stuff. And all I asked was how many people in the CRA area, it was the Sistrunk Fort Lauderdale, how many people are in this area? Because that's going to be my target market. My numbers was based on that and that alone. And I won, thank God. But other than that, as far as support goes, I have to give my husband thumbs up, you know, kudos and everything else.
No, that's awesome. So with all their feasibility statements and all that stuff, your planning and passion, you won. Congratulations on that. Yeah. Now that we're here in Wellington, you know, Wellington is the home of dressage, the home of horses. I'm riding my bike every chance I get through the Aero Club, and then I veer off and I'm looking at all the horses because we're, you know, trying to tap into that while here. How, you know, have you looked at any products for the horses? Because every business that, you know, you see in certain places is horses and horses that. So have you thought about, man, horses need love too?
Okay, so my husband actually owns Thoroughbreds. That's his passion. He's a horse trainer, a horse owner. And a lot of things that I show him, he's like, oh, I can use that for the horse. And I'm so I haven't thought about, I mean, now little light bulbs is going off in my head now that you said it. But with a lot of the scalp treatments that I use, he sees the benefit of using it on his horses. So I'm gonna have to probably hit him up and say, why don't we, you know.
You're gonna have to also hit him up and say he got him come by here in Olympia and have a drink. Oh, hold on. We'll talk off. We ain't gonna give them all the game, but yeah, we'll talk whereabouts. But you guys know I love being able to be hidden. David retired, I think, but you know I felt secure. We'll talk about that in a second because I know you got to run to the next appointment. Can you let the people know if they want to get some product right now? And no, you can't come to Olympia and get it. We ain't playing that. Can you let the people know where they can get some product and just, you know, give them the game, and I'll make sure I have links in the descriptions for your website and anything else you share.
Okay. Yeah. So, you can purchase products on my website. I have products for hair. I have products for skin. A lot of people are suffering from eczema. And so I have a seaweed soap. A lot of people are suffering from acne and dark spots. A lot of the kids in my neighborhood, they come in, Miss Pam, can I get some of you? I'm like, here. Yeah. So anyway, but you can purchase the products from my website. You can purchase the products in Pompano. And my website is rxhairfix.com. And you can click, I think it's store. You can click on the tab that says RX Hair Fix Store. And you can also purchase the products now on Facebook. Facebook and Instagram is allowing people to click on products, to purchase products, which I think is cool. And other than that, or you can give me a call and I'll run that credit card and get the product out to you ASAP.
No, that is great. And I had, you know, the other site. So when I said, folks, it was hard, but rxhairfix.com is easy. I had the other site, and that was, yeah, and that was the one that, you know, if I told it to you, you guys would be like, huh? But you guys have to go check out this product. For the few minutes that I have with Ms. Pam, we got to talk about where in Olympia we are, and also when this can get on Amazon, and we will go from there. So if you guys, no matter if you are watching on YouTube, hey, thanks for getting the YouTube numbers up, or if you're listening on iTunes, iHeart, our latest partner in Freetown, Sierra Leone, AYV Radio, make sure that you share this game. It will change somebody's life. Check out that book, Having Healthy Hair. You guys, be blessed.
Hello, it's your RX hair fix specialist. Thanks for tuning in. How do you truly feel as it pertains to your hair? Is your hair really healthy? What about your scalp? Is your scalp as healthy as it can be? Are your edges intact? Do you know or have you even heard of detoxing and exfoliating your scalp? After 25 years, I have been creating a natural-based hair and skincare product line just for you. I decided to relaunch my company, Restoratives Hair and Skin, where I specialize in teaching you, the consumer, how to have healthy hair. I even wrote a book about it. I also teach you, the professional hairstylist, how to maintain, detox, and exfoliate your client's hair. Now you can find me on Facebook, Instagram for all your questions. And I will really try to answer all of them. Until then, let's get your hair and scalp fixed.
Thanks for getting in the game and listening to the Diversified Game Podcast with Kellen, the number one show pairing entrepreneurship with diverse and inclusive perspectives like wine and cheese, bagel and lox, fish and grits. Be sure to visit diversifiedgame.com for all the good stuff. Join in the conversation and discover more content.